He provides insight into making the most on your money using over 20 years of experience. Money Matters is brought to you in part by Petso Financial Consultants and Mountain West Bank, Idaho's community bank, with offices in Boise, Ketchum, and Coeur d'Alene. Dave Petso, the host of Money Matters, is a certified financial planner professional and an investment advisor representative with Cambridge Investment Research Advisors Incorporated. Registered representative securities offered through Cambridge Investment Research Incorporated, a broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisor representative Cambridge Investment Research Advisors Incorporated, a registered investment advisor. Cambridge Investment Research Incorporated and Petso Financial Consultants are not affiliated companies. And now the host of Money Matters, Dave Petso.
Hello, good morning, and welcome. I got, you know, first of all, I just have to tell you, I'm finishing up a cold here, and it's ridiculous, but it's like I'm in this mode of I run from one cold to the other. It's absurd, but anyway, I'm hopeful my voice will last. I need your phone calls today. Let's dialogue. It's 580-KIDO, 580-5436 would be very helpful to rest this voice once in a while. Right now, I know it's just like I've got a really great sexy voice thing going on here, but that could fade into oblivion. So hopefully it'll last today, and I appreciate it. I'd love to have you participate. If you'd rather online, that's okay. It's dave@petsofinancial.net. That's our email, dave@petsofinancial.net. So I want to ask this question, right? Why do people believe the clowns? Why? Why do we want to believe the absurd? Why are we dealing with, well, everybody knows that the market's going to crash this year. They do. Really? Yeah, but you know, this is going to happen. That's going to happen. It's always the same thing, right? It's Europe. It's Greece. It's the Federal Reserve. It's QE infinity. It's the EU is going to print money. And we can toss out all these terms, sound really smart. But the best part of it is it's always negative all the time. Because really, if you're like tossing out terms and they're like really smart, but it's on the positive side of things, you're not really very smart. Because that's not what we tend to believe. As linear thinking human beings, we have a very difficult time thinking of anything exponentially, technology, anything else. We can't think of it. We just don't. We can't. We can't think exponentially. I should say you can, but it takes work. It's not a natural process, right? But here we are. All the time, you go online, and there's usually some, you know, hot chick over there on the side, you know, this certain French video, which then it links you right into the sucker of the universe linkage, and then they start pitching stuff. Or they just come out and say, the CIA guy, retired CIA guy, you know, predicting doom and gloom. But either way, it's this, right? This is the world is going to end, part 734. They haven't been right. They weren't right last year with House Bill 2446 or whatever it was. The one that, remember, the U.S. dollar was going to crash. We were going to be using rubles and yuan. Really? And so they have these, you know, 20-minute or 30-minute videos of how the world is going to end. It's always going to end. Except there, you know, there's certain ways to invest through it. If you subscribe to our newsletter, we'll help you navigate this doom and gloom. It's just a pitch. Always is. But why? I ask, why do we believe the clowns? Why? Why? Really? Like, you know, Warren Buffett's an idiot, but the CIA guy? Really? Everybody knows that the market's... Really? Seriously? This is what we want to believe. Why? I mean, there's nothing fun about it. I mean, what a bore. people must be just walking around in a big cloud, right? What was that guy? Pigpen, right. Just walking around with a cloud over his head all the time. Amazing. Why would somebody want to do that? Why do we want to believe that? Some completely, until now, unknown person to us, by the way, the same person who was like predicting the end of the world last year because of the dollar. It's just a different guy. I mean, not a different guy. A different website, perhaps? Same thing. Same group of people. Same group. It works, or they wouldn't spend zillions of dollars advertising. It works. Excuse me. Why? Why? Why do we want that? So why do we believe the clowns? I know, first of all, human beings are wired that way. I get that. I get that. We literally have to fight every day to think it'll be okay, even to get through the day. We do. I mean, it's even why the Bible talks about it, right? Like, tomorrow's got plenty of worries of its own, blah, 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 you know, right? Quit worrying about tomorrow. Today has enough problems. I think that's actually the right way of saying it. Has enough problems of its own. But it won't stop us, right? So we know. It's like that's the way we're wired, hopelessly, to be down, to be fearful. And it's great when there are things that really will eat us in the jungle, right? It's good to be able to be like on alert, be able to see the tiger. That's important if you're a caveman. Really important to think of life as what could go wrong because I will die if something goes wrong. A really good strategy when you're hunting. When you're dealing with finances and you're dealing in a modern world that we are undoubtedly the top of the food chain, there really aren't a lot of things out there that will kill you. It's not a great way to be thinking all the time what could go wrong, and to be always searching for what's wrong and how it's all going to end. That's a very depressing thought, isn't it? But it is really what we do, or a lot of people do, and we literally have to fight that. And I know it's the end of the world is going to end, part 734, but this time it really is. And then they lay out a convincing argument for the next 15 minutes about stuff that they don't even know about. You have no idea of knowing if it's accurate or not, because they throw out a whole lot of terms, and it sounds really scary. And they basically do it in a production studio, so I assume they have some sirens in the background, perhaps, you know, a few video clips to throw in there of some doomsday stuff, some blood, maybe a scary terrorist or two. I really don't know. See, people say, well, Dave, why don't you ever look? Why? Why would I look? Why am I going to waste 20 minutes of my precious time on complete nonsense? If you want to, it's like, well, maybe, you know, then you'd have, you know, some logic to tell people why they shouldn't do it. I'll tell you why. It's stupid. It's just stupid. Why do we want to believe the clowns? It doesn't matter. If you want to believe the clowns, you're going to believe the clowns. It's that logic isn't helping you. Because if you want to go to a dinner seminar that you think you're getting information, you know, and isn't it great they throw in a free dinner? No, your grandmother knew. There's no such thing as a free lunch. If that's what you're going to do, you are going to be sold a trust you don't need or an annuity you can't get out of. That's what's going to happen. An annuity that won't work, you can't get out of it. And they'll tell you how this is going to have market participation without any risk. It's what they do. I know that, and I don't have to go. Why would I go? People know. Don't punch on them. You probably get a virus in your computer anyway. You don't have to punch on those. I know what they're saying. It's all the same thing. It's fear-based. This time for sure. You know, the last time we were wrong was because the Trilateral Commission got together and threw extra billions behind the ECB, or the Federal Reserve, and got behind it just in the nick of time because they really didn't want it to die this time. I wasn't wrong about the world ending. It's just the guys that really control Soros, you know, behind the scenes, that really control everything. I think they used to call it the Trilateral Commission. I don't know what they call this big conspiracy of puppet masters behind the scenes that really control it now and tell us that these are the people. They just really didn't want the dollar to collapse this time, so that's why. But on to part number 734, and this time really it will happen, so you better buy our newsletter again for another year so we can help you navigate. And by the way, when you go click on our website, they'll be lined with gold ads and things like that. Maybe some generators and end-of-world type of stuff, you know, seeds, boxes of, I don't know, high food, you know what I mean, like the astronauts would use, right? So you can throw a couple drops of water on it and poof, you know, you got a buffet. Really? It's the same mantra. Decade after decade after decade. I know the budget deficits are there. I know Obama is like, you know, next to Satan. I got that, okay? But business doesn't care. Get that. Corporate profits are record highs. In spite of all the things. Congress. Okay. No, you know, this is the most amazing thing. See, one of the things that I find remarkable, absolutely remarkable, is that people couldn't be happier about the idea that Harry Reid is out of the Senate. There is a possibility the Senate will actually vote on anything, that a budget could be created. Right? It's possible. It's possible that Obama is going to be forced to actually do something. Something. Not just lead out of crisis. Not just wake up and go, oh, wow, ISIS, wow. I know, let's drop a couple bombs. And there's no plan. I get that. But business figures out how to sell more Tide and diapers in Brazil, more stuff in China. They figure it out. And then even when something like the Senate turns over, all people talk about is, well, it just means more gridlock. Like there's never anything good that can happen in the whole wide world, ever. Oh, I got everything I want. I got everything I want. I hate the world now. It just scares me. It's so bad because I got everything I want. What else do you want? Well, I want this. You get it? And then what do we want? Part 734, why the world is going to end. Why do we believe the clown? It's the same thing. Congress. It's the deficits. It's foreign affairs. It's the same thing, different pitch. What do you think? Did we have strong leadership in Jimmy Carter in the 1970s? Really? And we had like the ultimate demon in the corner, the Soviet Union. And in their own like constitution was, we will take over the world. Right? I mean, they didn't make any bones about it. And they were a superpower. Now today, the only superpower in the world is, that's right, us. The only one. The good guys. The white-hatted guys. And we got problems. Lots of them. Lots of problems, part 734, that we will solve. We just haven't yet. On we go. It's the same thing. Decade after decade after decade. Different pitch, different people. Now, it's on the internet. Everybody knows, nobody knows what the future is. Nobody. Nobody. And the sooner we get over that, the easier investing becomes. Like, really, you're going to figure out everything? or some guy with the latest gig about how the world is ending? Really? Really? That's the clowns we want to believe. It's all based in fear, and I know it's hard. And that's what we try to do, right? We're trying to help you understand how to think longer term. What's really going on? Right? The Fed's this, the Fed's that. Nonsense. Like I tweeted out this past week. All this blabber about the Fed is the laziest thinking you can have. Because what it really says is this. You know what it says? It says, I don't know why I've been wrong for the last 5 years. That the market didn't tank, didn't keep going down. But I can't admit I'm wrong and then move on and try to figure out and change myself. No, I am a, I don't know, financial commentator. I can't go out and tell people I was, like, wrong. So I wasn't really wrong. I just talk about the Fed. It was all phony. Phony, phony, phony. Let me tell you what's phony. And I got to go. Got to take a break. Here's what's phony, according to them. The fact that the market's at all-time highs, phony. The record amounts of cash on corporate balance sheets, apparently that's phony too. It's what, printed and then just like delivered straight from the Federal Reserve. It wasn't like actually earned by the companies. Those record earnings that they have, record earnings, that somehow is phony too. Record dividend payments to shareholders, apparently phony. Best balance sheets ever in history. Apparently, phony. See, people say, well, how's the market so high then? I don't know. Record profits? Record high dividends? Record cash flows? I don't know. I'm confused too. I can't imagine why the market would be at all-time highs with that. See, we forget. It was just last week. This is what Apple did. Yeah, but what about their new watch? What about this? What about that? What's going to be the next generation of wow? How come I can't walk in my house today and just go, hey, Siri, turn on everything and get my bathwater started for me. And let's have a screen and everything. And I don't want to watch that. Let's go watch, you know, football. And it'll just pop on like magic. Why don't I have all that right now? I don't know. All I know is this. Apple sold 34,000 iPhones every hour, 24 hours a day, for the entire quarter. Over 74 million were bought worldwide. They had the greatest quarter ever in corporate history. I don't know why their stock's at all-time highs. It just confuses me. It must be the Federal Reserve phonying everything up. We got to take a quick break. Jim, hang on, will you please? Our number is 580-5436, 580-KIVO.
This is Money Matters with Dave Petzo. Dave is taking calls right now. Call 580-5436, Idaho's place to talk. Petzo on 580-KIVO, Idaho's place to talk.
Hello and welcome and thanks for joining us. 580-5436 is our number. We'd love to hear from you. And as I mentioned earlier, I'm wrapping up a cold. I don't know if I've got 2 hours in this voice. So please give me a break. And thanks to Jim here. Hang on, Jim. I forgot to put my stupid headphones on. Silly guy. All right. Here we go. Jim, thanks for calling. Go ahead, please.
Morning, Dave. How's it going?
Good. Good, Jim.
I suddenly have a great desire to listen to a great Stephen Sondheim song sung by Judy Collins, Send in the Clowns.
We were trying to find it. That's exactly. It is called Send in the Clowns, isn't it?
It's great.
I know. I know. I was exactly, and I was asking Ronaldo to please go take a look for that, but apparently we couldn't find it. So me too, Jim. I know exactly.
That would set the occasion. But I I guess yesterday, saw a clip of, as you call him, the one next to Satan, in his last speech in Indianapolis, and he was taking full credit for the economy.
Right.
He said something, paraphrasing something, but he was blatantly saying, as long as Washington keeps going.
Right, right. Now, there's no question, his belief is that, by the way, did you know that yesterday was Ronald Reagan's 104th, would have been his 104th birthday?
I heard some things on the radio concerning Reagan.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like his classic, so they had a couple clips yesterday. I heard different things of his classic clips, like, which we all know, you know, his mantra is 180 degrees. First of all, I don't mean to make fun of people, in that sense, I'm just trying to point out, you can't sit back and figure that the president is Satan. That's not me. I don't think he is. I'm just saying that's always how people act. As long as Obama's in the White House and as long as he's trying to destroy this country, and you know what? His policies, in my mind, absolutely, 100%. That seems to be his objective, okay?
Right.
And the fact that he won't lead, he doesn't have a plan of how to deal with ISIS. He has all the information in the world. To pretend that ISIS was new, or when he said it was JV, they already knew they weren't JV. Drawing red lines in the sand and then walking away in Syria is mind-numbingly stupid. It makes Jimmy Carter look like the strongest president compared to him. He is mind-numbingly the wrong guy for this job. I get that, but my whole point is this. We missed the point that in spite of who is in the White House, in spite of what they're doing, you can't throw the towel in and say, this is all bad, it's all bad, and it's all going to go away.
Well, you know, I mean, he can charm anybody, and everybody knows that. But, I mean, for instance, when he came here, right, all he had to do was talk about blue and the Statue of Liberty play, and everybody was eating out of his hand.
Right. Well, first of all, the people that are there, I mean, they're all, I mean, it doesn't matter. All the girls just want to throw their panties at him and stuff. It's carefully selected group, okay?
Uh-huh.
All right? And they're going to be, it's people that are going to line up forever. They're not there to protest. They're there to have a love fest for whatever he says. And it wouldn't be any different if it was a Republican president. They would all be people that would have lined up to go get tickets to go see him. It would have been. And so I get it. I don't know why he came here. That makes no sense whatsoever. But contrasting what you said, what Reagan was talking about all the time, right? The problem, right? The solution is not Washington, D.C. They're the problem. This guy thinks the opposite.
Yep.
He doesn't believe in the individual, doesn't believe in it. Fine. But you know what? Two more years, and you know what happened in November, Jim? Mm-hmm. This is what kills me. We flipping won. We won.
Yeah.
We won, and everybody walks around like, because it doesn't matter what happens. We all figure out. It reminds me of I got to share this quick story, right? This is the pessimist and the optimist, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So you got these 2 8-year-old boys. One's a certified pessimist, one's a certified optimist. They put the pessimist in this room full of toys, full of everything you could imagine. And then they come back a few hours later, and this little boy is sitting in the middle of the room, and he's crying. So why are you crying? And he says, because I figured it out. You're going to take all this away. And then they go over to this room with this optimistic kid. And they put him in a room. And the room is filled with manure. Nothing else. And they leave him in there a couple of years. And they come back. And the kid's got a big grin on his face. He's got manure all over. And he's digging in the pile. And they say, well, what are you so happy about? And he said, I figured it out. There has to be a pony in here somewhere.
True.
Now, to me, I get that. I mean, it's just one of those things I understand. I get that we see the negative. But how can we always be losers?
True. Well, you know, back to clowns and how people follow clowns, I like to curl up with a good book. Let's use a subject. How about Bernard L. Madoff, right?
Yeah.
How people went, how you know, I try to figure out how anybody could knowingly give somebody like Madoff all sorts of money. I mean, there was more red flags about Madoff than there was in Russia and China, you know?
Right.
And I don't know. People are just greedy, and they're totally illogical, you know? I don't know. It's just amazing. You know, so when somebody gets taken by somebody like Madoff, they shouldn't piss and moan.
No. It's still, you know what I'm angry about? The SEC was told, and they ignored it.
Well, you know, it's been pointed out that the SEC has a bunch of young kids, and they're not accountants, they're lawyers. And they have no idea how the economy works anyway.
No, I understand. But, you know, seriously, you find this sounds mean, but it's absolutely true, and why there are so many problems regulatory-wise, you know, why the bond rating services were poor. Look, let's just take and roll the clock back prior to the financial collapse, right?
Mm-hmm.
So Wall Street's on fire. Lots of money's flowing around. And the smartest people are coming out of the schools, right? Let's just say the top decile of kids are lining up to go where? Well, they're going to the investment bankers.
Right.
Right?
Right.
So now we're going to take the top kids, and then out of the top schools, and they're going to go to, let's just call it Goldman Sachs, because everybody hates Goldman Sachs. Let's call the investment banking world the Goldman Sachs, okay? So Goldman Sachs now has all the smartest people. They've already been doing that for years, recruiting and growing the smartest talent. They are competing against who? Then the rating services. The rating services would be Moody's, S&P. So they're going to figure out against the smartest people what's going on. No, it's not going to happen. So the secondary schools, or the bottom of the class, they go to Moody's, S&P. I'm sorry, say the secondary schools. Then, if you can't get anywhere like a Wall Street job, you're a regulator.
Yeah.
So they had never had a chance.
Well, the problem was, I mean, there was just such easy money. I mean, even whether you stole it or supposedly earned it, that's why they wanted to go to Wall Street.
Right.
I mean, there was too freaking much money everywhere.
Right. No, it is. It's yeah.
Well, they would come out with things like derivatives that nobody understood. How about investing in a regular stock, maybe a regular mutual fund? You know.
Oh, stop it. That's basic stuff, Jim. We got to come up with a new program. How am I gonna interest people if we don't have a option straddling thingy mabobber, and we just talk about buying and holding good quality companies?
I know, though. The whole thing is just, you know, I don't know. It's
all a game for your eyeballs. I know it is.
But the thing is, unless the SEC has respect, you know, then why should people dump money into the stock market? They would be paranoid, you know?
Right, right. All right, I got to roll.
Thank you much.
Jim, thank you. I appreciate the phone call.
Bye-bye.
Bye now. Our number is 580-5436, 580-KIDO. It's Dave at PetsoFinancial.net. That's Petso Financial, not the sauce, PETSO. We'll be right back.
This is Money Matters with Dave Petso. Dave is taking calls right now. Call 580-5436, Idaho's place to talk. Petso on 580-KIDO, Idaho's place to talk.
Hello, welcome, and thanks for joining us. 580-5436 is our number, 580-KIDO. Would love to have your phone calls. Please do call in. Seriously, we've got plenty of time left to, well, you know, we've got more than plenty of time. I've got another hour after this one to chit-chat. So give us a call and tell us what's on your mind. Love to know what you're thinking. And, yeah, it's okay if you're concerned about stuff. Who isn't? All I'm saying with this, with our little discussion today of, you know, why do we believe clowns? Why do we believe the people that are just wrong? Wrong, wrong, wrong. I mean, the other day I open up and I'm, you know, just looking at like Yahoo Finance and the headlines. I mean, they're just, 99% of them literally are just absurd. They're just so ridiculous. But I'm still amazed, you know, like Peter Schiff, for example, right? Like a stopped watch, he was right about commodities or something. Unfortunately, you lost more than all of your money gained in that rise in commodities because you were supposed to keep them, and continues to call for doom and gloom year after year after year after year after year after year after year. And you know what? Like a stopwatch, the Bears are right occasionally for a short time. And this is why we work so hard to understand this. And why we talk about some of the basic things, like the Procter & Gambles of the world, right? That raise their dividends year after year. Not guaranteed, but do. Excuse me. Doggone this stupid cold. So, as they raise their dividends year after year, doesn't matter that their price fluctuates. Doesn't matter. All right, I'll tell you what. We need to take a break. We're going to take a break. While I get this frog gone, we'll be right back.
This is Money Matters with Dave Petzel. Dave is taking calls right now. Call 580-5436, Idaho's place to talk. So, on 580 KIDO, Idaho's place to talk.
Hello, welcome, and thanks for joining us. Sorry about that. Goodness gracious, that sure came on in a flash. All right. Our number is 580-5436, 580-KIDO. It's Dave at PetsoFinancial.net, which is really your cue for it's time to participate in the show. So please do give us a call. I'd love to hear from you. All right. So we were talking, as I said before, about the clowns, right? So we got that. We kind of get, we have this propensity to want to believe what's wrong. I think we intuitively know that that's the way we're bent, right? And that over 90% of the news stories are negative because that's what we click on. That's what people are interested in. If they're not interested in that, they just want to know who in Hollywood is dissing who, who's sleeping with who, who's breaking up. Because, gosh, that's what we need to know. So I get that financial literacy is so small. It's so tiny. And you see all those little, you know, man on the street things where you ask kids that are like, you know, going to Harvard, right? So, you know, how many Supreme Court justices are there? Five. And who is the Vice President of the United States? Reagan, maybe? I get that. So I ask this, though. Here's the question of the day, right? Maybe the question for the next while. Help me with this. I'm serious. If getting your finances right is so incredibly important, and it is. It is. It's not just because it's important to me. It's important to human beings. And by the way, always has been, right? So getting money right is amazingly important. Why don't people spend any time or such minimal amounts of time trying to understand that? Why, if it's that important? Well, for example, it's important to be healthy and strong and youthful, right? So we go and we work out. We take the time to go work out. We need to make sure that our finances are okay, that we put money in the right perspective in our life, right? And we spend no time. Financial literacy is, to me, it's off the charts how bad, when it's so important. You know, some of you might have seen Channel 7's report recently, right? That I was talking with Justin over there about the financial people not putting money away in their finances. So what do you do? Well, you know, in some ways it's kind of like, and I did say this, I don't know if it was part of what they aired. Grow up. Who's going to take care of you, if not you? You know, the magic fairy government that doesn't have enough money? I know, I get it. That's what some people want. They want the government to do stuff. That because you're born here, you're entitled to an iPhone, food, health care, a place to stay, and a nice retirement, even if you don't work. That's the entitlement mentality. But seriously, most people don't feel like that. They're out there working. But if you're not putting any money away, what are you doing? And people are like, well, what do you do? Well, learn about some stuff. So I ask, why? If it's something that's so important, why don't people do it? Why? And our number is 580-5436, 580-KIDO. We're going to take our final break this hour, and I'm hoping somebody's going to give us a call. We'll be right back.
This is Money Matters with Dave Petzo. Dave is taking calls right now. Call 580-5436, Idaho's place to talk. Petzo on 580-KIDO, Idaho's place to talk.
Hello, welcome, and thanks again for joining us. 580-5436 is our number, 580-KIDO. If you prefer email, that's just fine. Dave@petzofinancial.net. And let's go to George. George, thanks for calling.
Good morning, Dave. How nice to have sun today.
It is. Well, isn't this great? I mean, even if it is a little windy outside, my goodness gracious. Sunshine, 60-plus degrees.
Oh,
I'll
yeah.
take that for February.
Oh, the Lynx are calling to you, aren't they?
They are. They've been screaming. Yes, they have.
Hey, I'm following up. I closed out your program last week, trying to make a case for people that are really smart, you know, and I'm not trying to put myself in that category, but come to you with questions about this indexed annuity.
Yes.
And I don't know. I wondered if you had any time to reflect on it. Today you were talking. I can't remember. I guess it was to Jim, but you were talking about the derivatives, which I think is another good example. I remember the first time I heard about them, I thought that was a really good idea, you know, that they would take something that was very risky, they would split it up and share the risk with a whole bunch of other people.
Mm-hmm.
But, of course, in 2007, that wasn't how that worked. Everybody just looked at it and said, oh, my goodness, I could have all of them, and it crashed.
Yes. Yeah, it does.
But still, you know, just because there's the possibility of that, even people, like I was trying, the point I was trying to make was that people don't know everything. I mean, they may be raging successes in what they do, but they don't know finances. But you do, and I think it's just the highest compliment. I wanted to say also I reviewed that first hour where you were talking about those things. You gave all those examples of, people had brought in some contracts for you to read.
Yes, yes.
Insurance contracts.
Mm-hmm.
That was a great, great, great program. That was really good. That was one of the most useful that I think you've done. I learned a ton off of it. Of course, I already learned my lesson, but that was really good. That was a very, very good thing to do.
Well, thank you, Jory. I really appreciate that. That's it's always nice to hear good feedback, but it really does encourage us to do that, you know, right? We do have to hear what's right and what's wrong from you, so we get that. I'm glad you enjoyed that because it is a very difficult thing, and I think sometimes I do personally take this a little bit lightly, like, come on, I have every incentive under the sun. Common sense says, you know, I should be doing this and making gobs of money and never have to work again.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't. Why? Well, because it's the wrong thing to do. And that, hey, isn't that enough? No. And so breaking it down and going into the contracts a little bit, I think hopefully people will, feel the same way you did.
Yeah, well, I know the contract that I was offered, it looked like really, I mean, you know, tens of thousands of dollars. And I would look at the thing and in the back of my mind was the thought, you know, why would they be giving me all this money? It's because they're going to make a ton of money somehow.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of encouraged me to walk away from it. I had some other folks that counseled with me, too, and they convinced me to walk away. But you had already told me that before, and that's why. But honestly, I did not recognize that what I was getting into was the very thing that you had been talking about for all those weeks.
Interesting. Very interesting.
It's because it was in the middle of the thing. And heavens, I was down. In one case, I was down to like 20% of my maximum value. Which, as you say, that's what you always look at. Look where I was before.
Right, right.
All the money I lost.
Right.
Anyway, really appreciate you, Dave. You're doing the Lord's work here.
George, thank you. I appreciate you very much, and thank you again for bringing in that recording of our salute to my good friend John.
You bet.
Appreciate that. And again, if you want that back, I think they've got it. So.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Dave.
All right. Thank you. And for those of you who didn't get to listen, George, thanks again. And for those of you who didn't get to listen to that, where we had Chris Kelly, his of course, on-air partner. This is John DeWayne I'm talking about. Ray Amaya, our engineer Ronaldo's dad, who was actually married on air back in the day. Dinah Jewell and John Tuso, the former postmaster. Anyway, all of that we spent a couple hours saluting our good friend. It's on our website if you want to catch it. That's at PetzoFinancial.com. We'll be back after Fox News.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
It was a moment.
It was a moment that changed my life.
We looked down from the chopper and saw the whole area was flooded.
At that moment, it really hit me. This is why I joined the Guard.
People had gone up to the rooftops to escape the rising waters.
Talk about intense moments. We had to lower the guys online some 30 feet down.
This is where teamwork and training really paid off.
It took steady nerves and steady hands for the chopper pilots to hover like that.
No question, Guard pilots are the best in the world.
I couldn't believe it. I just saved a life.
What could be better than serving the people of my hometown?
In the National Guard, you serve your community as well as your country. While you work or attend college, in return, you gain skills in which you can build a career and receive benefits that can help you pay for college. Learn more about what it means to be a citizen soldier at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Idaho National Guard, aired by the Idaho State Broadcasters Association and this station.
And, of course, these are my opinions only. They're not the station. They're not my broker-dealer. And we're not here to tell you how to buy and sell. That's nonsense. It's noise. It's just selling eyeball views. We're here to try together to grow in our thought process, to think long-term in a short-term world, to think beyond computer-driven programs, and to really think about the world so we can better control our own emotions in investing. And I really want to thank you for letting me do this for 25 years. I mean it. It's just been an amazing growth experience for me to do this. You know, so many people that I've met because of this that are amazing people. Rosemary, who just sent me an amazingly kind email. Thank you. I'm going to use part of that here later. We'll talk about it. But it was very sweet, and thank you. And so many people like Rosemary that I've gotten to meet over the years that I never would have met. But it is for me, thinking through things in a different way has helped me grow much more than you will ever know in my thought process. I don't know what the future is. I can't ever know what the future is. I won't know. It's not possible to know. But actually, as you kind of come to it, it's a much, it makes it easier to invest if you don't think you're going to figure stuff out. It's much easier. When we can stop and relax about it, we can think longer term. When we think longer term, when we look at history a little bit, we think about and read about, learn about, study the great investors of all time. Think about them and talk about them. It helps embed in you this longer-term thought process that does two things. It certainly makes you better investors. But in a short-term world where everybody's talking about, you know, well, I shorted a little bit this morning and I covered it this afternoon. that kind of nonsense of, you know, whipping in and out like you're some kind of, you know, I don't know, gunslinger, hedge fund manager. Instead of just buying and owning the great corporations in the world, which is what, oh, Warren Buffett, Michael Price, John Templeton, Peter Lynch, you know, the Hall of Fame greatest investors did. The Hall of Fame of trading in and out is, well, I don't, there's nobody in it. So it helps in a world that really is focused on this quick, to take it down a notch and think longer term. It's a really, really, really big deal. And as we think about believing the clowns, the people that have you go to the dinner seminars, and I don't even think they're clowns. It's deceptive. It's just sales. Selling product. Why do we buy product? Why don't we buy a process? Buy a thought process. A financial plan. Why don't we have a plan? Well, I don't have a plan. No, you don't. Not if you're going to dinner seminars, you don't have a plan. You're looking for the product. And so if you don't have a plan, so, well, I just have, you know, I have $100,000 in the old days when actually CD would pay anything. Some people would have, like, you know, let's just say $100,000 CD come due. You know, I had a 2-year CD come due. And then they look around the financial world for a good investment at that time. Why not whenever money becomes available, whether it's $1,000, it's $100,000, it's $1,000,000. We have a plan. So what would you do today with $100,000, Dave? Well, I put it in your plan, in your investment plan. You know, but I mean, you know, like, what's looking really cool today? Well, it's not an equity index annuity. That's not. But, see, if you've been reading the clowns, then you're really nervous. And so when somebody says, hey, you can get stock market returns without any risk, you want to believe the unbelievable. I mean, you know it's not true, but you're susceptible because you have no plan. So we have to have players. So that's where things go. That's where things go. By the way, our phone number here is 580-5436-580-KIDO. And I know it's really hard to tell, but I have a little bit of a cold. If you prefer email, that's fine too. And I just got a very nice email from my friend, Rosemary, who... Well, a lot of people know because she's devoted her life to this being a really nice and sweet person, and so a lot of people do know her. But anyway, don't worry, we don't talk about all of, yeah, everybody, and I appreciate being getting emails, and we're not going to disclose everything about them. And I appreciate the advice about my cold. I do. But I also wanted to touch on this because you also included in here, keep warning people about annuities. Quite a few years ago, two friends from church that I trusted talked me into buying from them an annuity. And I had a horrible time getting out of them. Thankfully, I found you as an advisor. Thank you. You're honest, and I trust you, and thank you, and I appreciate that. I am getting more skeptical of people's advice all the time. And rightfully so, I believe. You really have to dig deeply for good advice, for good guidance. I look forward to your program every week and so on and so forth. God bless you, Dave, and God bless you too. Thank you. There's two things I wanted to touch on with that. We've talked about annuities a lot. And as George, the last caller last hour, pointed out, recently, I've talked about annuities in great length during our education segment. So go back to last week's program. You can listen to that. I'm not going to go into a long dissertation talking about all the illustrations. But it brings this point up. George did too, right? He said, you know, it's kind of like, it's so, there's so many things that are kind of deceptive in it, but what caught him, right, was why are they paying me tens of thousands of dollars, which what he's talking about is one of those bonuses. Why are they doing that? You're locked in. We have to trust our common sense to know it's wrong. It's just wrong. So, yeah, we have to be careful. Really careful. Because, you see, as we're talking about bring in the clowns from the first hour, right? Why do we believe them? Because our brain is wired for what's wrong. We're human. We're human. In spite of the overwhelming, ridiculous lives we have. Never in human history have people even remotely thought that the poorest of their citizens would walk around with computers in their pockets, cars, televisions, a roof, food, health. Life expectancy is exploding. And figure out what's wrong with that. And that half of society needs antidepressants. We aren't wired for the positive. I get that. But why we argue all the time about the abundance that's apparent in front of us? And it forces us into making decisions from fear. Well, you don't want it all to go away. It doesn't go away. Stop saying that. Well, I lost half my money back in 2000 in the dot-com thing. No, you didn't. Not if you didn't sell. The market is massively higher, hundreds of percent higher than at the bottom then, or at the top before. And as I pointed out last week, no product took you out and then let you ride it back up. Nothing does. But why we keep saying this? Well, I don't want to lose it all. And the market goes up, it's got to go down. Yeah, it'll go down. We have these things called market corrections. They're absolutely certain to occur over and over again all the days of your life. They interrupt the new all-time highs. They have for your whole life, your parents' lives, your grandparents' lives. Well, what about like the Depression? No, it didn't go away. Some individual companies did. It doesn't go away. The whole market doesn't go. The whole market goes away. Bin all the money in your pocket. Just pull it out right now. Start a fire. It's worth that much. Because if all the corporations, all their stuff, all their cash, all of their things are worth nothing, yours isn't worth anything either. And we're not going to go to the store and flake off little pieces of gold. I don't know how to go around that. But instead, we buy and lock ourselves into products from fear. Fear of what? The market's gone up 10% every year on average, including those massive downturns that didn't go away, but temporarily went down in value 10% for all your life, all your parents' lives, all your grandparents' lives. And if your children are over 25 years old, guess what it is? It's 10. Well, I don't want 10. I want to play some weird game and put it in a product I can't get out of. It'll do 3.5 because I don't want to, because I'm scared. Because I'm worried. I don't want 10. I don't want millions of dollars when I retire. And not have any responsibility to run the very companies of the great corporations that I want to own. I'm not allowed to go do anything for Procter & Gamble, except take the dividend checks and spend them. I'm not allowed to do anything for Chevron and Exxon. They won't let me go out there in the oil fields and help them, you know, like clean up. I can't do anything in front of that great store. I'm not allowed to help them plow the sidewalk. All I'm allowed to do is spend the checks. That's it. But what I want to do is figure out how it's all going to go away. I mean, it's incredible to me. The greatest time human beings have been on Earth. We won the lottery. We were born in America. We win. We won. You won the lottery. It's simply in all human time. It's never been better than being born in America now. But we want to believe the clowns. And we want a product that promises us stuff. And Rosemary, as you pointed out, you can't get out. Part two, if you don't mind, and Paul, please hang on, please hang on. I'll grab you on the other side of this break. Affinity. It's not crime, but what's the nice word I'm looking for? Affinity, situations, churches, clubs are notorious for taking advantage of people. Please be careful. And you know what? Really be careful of the people that you go to church with. Says a churchgoer. I'm not putting it down. Be careful. Always. It's a terrible thing. And it's a heartbreaking thing, which makes it even more terrible. You can't trust them, who can, right? And it leads you down that path of never trusting. That's not right either. Be careful of affinity situations. Really careful. Really careful. Rosemary, thank you for your note. Appreciate it. We got to take a quick break. And when we come back, we'd love to hear from you. I'm going to hear from Paul. You're up to bat first, Paul. But we're at 580-5436, 580-KIDO.
This is Money Matters with Dave Petzo. Dave is taking calls right now. Call 580-5436, Idaho's place to talk. On 580-KIDO, Idaho's place to talk.
Hello, welcome, and thanks for joining us. 580-5436 is our number, 580-KIDO. I mentioned our website before where you can get podcasts there, so you can catch any clips, especially, things like our education segment. It's there. All you have to do is go to our website. Boom. You can also download them through the Apple Store as well. But we also have calculators and articles to help you with your own financial planning as well. So, and here's what I love to do too. You can also reach us. Let us know what you like, what you don't. What do you want us to talk about? I'd love to have your ideas. And you know, for those people that have sent them in over the years, I just so appreciate it. I really do. Really do. Just appreciate your friendship on that. I really do. And right now, let's go to the phones. Our number, 580-KIDO. Let's go to a very patient Paul. Paul, thank you for waiting.
Good morning, Dave. No problem.
Good morning to you.
Okay, a couple things. One, you say thank you for letting us have you do this. No, thank you for doing it. You do a great service for this community.
Well, thank you. Thank you for that. I appreciate that.
My pleasure. And the other thing was, your question this morning was, why do people not invest? Is that what it was?
Well, it was actually, why isn't financial literacy more important? Right? Why do we want to know what's going on with who's sleeping with who in Hollywood? Way more than getting something nailed in our life that is actually incredibly important to human beings. Not because I say it's important. It is. It's one of the number one reasons that couples fight. It's either, well, you know, right? That's what they all say. It boils down to. It's the other, and it often leads to the other reason that couples fight, which I don't want to talk about because we're not here to talk about those things. But finances are very important, and they always have been. And getting money right, in a spiritual sense, is incredibly important for those people who think, well, I don't want to. It is important to get it right. And why isn't it as important as learning about who's sleeping with who in Hollywood, or even going and working out at the gym so we feel healthier and all that? Because we take the time for that. Why don't we for finances?
I don't know.
Okay. But you're welcome to go ahead and make your point on what you thought I was asking.
I'm going to move on to my question.
Yep.
What it is that the QE for Europe has come on.
Yep.
But on stronger. So is it likely that the market will do better over there as we did here, even regardless of the problems?
Do you know what? That's a great, it's a fascinating thought. Okay, first of all, I'm going to say no, because what tells me that, I'm going to say yes and no, okay? As good? No. But we came off of the bottom. There's just gone up a bit. You know, we're talking about they're still at all-time highs. So they really are. You know, Germany and all that, they're at all-time highs on their market, okay? Or real close. So we forget that because of the translation of the back into the stronger dollar this past year has made those international funds not do as well, okay? So we forget. But so they're not coming off of the lows. But do I think it'll be good? One thing is that we all go back and they go, here's QE in America. Boom. Market did X.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. First of all, Paul, it's much more complex. QE did not cause the market to go up. It was another contributing factor. Bottom line, corporate profits grew. Is that because of QE?
No.
No. They grew. They grew to record levels. So there's lots of contributing factors. But, again, like I talked about in the first hour, let's be like just an analyst on TV. I don't want to think. I don't really know anything. I can't believe I get this gig, man. I mean, I get to go on and go, well, the Fed QE, blah, blah, blah. It's like baby thinking. It's always the same blah, 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 blah. Now we have QE here, and this explains why the bears have been wrong for 5 years. No, it doesn't. You're wrong. Just get over it. So now here's my point. It's one contributing factor. Will it help with Europe? Absolutely. But here's where they could really rock. People don't recognize the structural changes that have occurred in Europe. They actually dealt with the tough stuff. Obama doesn't lead on anything. And without the president, I'm not saying giving a pass to Congress, but when you have Harry Reid in the Senate and you've got Obama in the White House, absolutely nothing is going to get done. And it didn't. Structurally, we are in much worse shape than we were. The deficit has gone up, what, $6 trillion alone since he's been in office? An unbelievable number. We know that Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, Obamacare, all these things are going to just tack on tens of trillions of dollars of deficits we have no answer for. And we have not even a committee addressing those concerns. We have literally more than kicked the can down the road. They've spent more and done nothing to address the fundamental structure. All right? Okay. That's the U.S. side of things. Business is still doing well. We did QE, and the markets are doing very well from a very low bottom. In Europe, they have addressed the budget deficits already, known as austerity. They dealt with it. Now, with austerity, we're going to go back and work on growing the economy. Oh, my gosh, this could be explosive. This could be incredible. I don't know that they'll stick to it. You got places like Greece that are saying, hey, you know, we don't want that anymore.
Well, they're tiny, aren't they?
Pardon me?
They're tiny. Greece is
they're
tiny.
So tiny. I know. You know, but you don't want the contagion. The rest of them going, well, we're not going to pay our bills either. Okay?
Uh-huh.
So, but I don't think so. I think that you have a situation that quite possibly could really ignite their global multinationals. Yes, they're structurally socialist. France is certainly, but Germany's not. They've certainly moved well to the right. Probably, certainly they're like right-wingers compared to this president. So we have a situation now that really, it could be really, really good, but not as good as coming off the bottom like the U.S. But let's not pretend it's QE alone or QE Europe style.
Right.
It's not, because that's simple thinking. That's baby thinking. And we don't want to do that. We want to think things through in a way that allows us to not necessarily have the answer of what's happening, but just, or, you know, the definitive answer, but to understand that it's always a bigger question than a headline thing on Yahoo Finance.
Okay.
But I like it. And I think that's part of where the bargains in the world are. And the fact that they addressed some of their problems up front, set aside the growth of the economy, puts them in an astoundingly positive position as they ignite their GDP, if they can get it going. And QE can't do it all by itself. It can't.
Okay.
But it's a decent start.
Excellent.
Okay?
Thank you, Dave.
Paul, thank you. You have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thanks for the question. Bye-bye. And our number is 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Love to hear from you. We've got Fox News at the bottom of the hour right now. And we'd love to hear from you. Also, it's dave@petzofinancial.net. We'll be right back.
This is Money Matters with Dave Petzo. Dave is taking calls right now. Call 580-5436, Idaho's place to talk. Dave Petzo on 580-KIDO, Idaho's place to talk.
Hello, welcome, and thank you for joining us. 580-5436 is our number, 580-KIDO. If you prefer email, that's fine, dave@petzofinancial.net. But we would like to talk with you. Always better to have that interaction. And our board is clear. We've got plenty of time left in today's program. Please do ring us up. Now, speaking of emails. Morning, Dave. If you have time, could you review again the differences, pros and cons, of ETFs versus mutual funds? I think I've understood it in the past, but it always goes back to being fuzzy. All the best. Ford, thank you. Good question. It is a good question. And they can be fuzzy. And also, ETFs can be dangerous. You have to be very careful. Don't do the leveraged, the inversion ones, all those things. People start making bets. See, here's the reality, okay? I like a good game of craps like anybody else, right? Not anybody else, but I mean lots of people. It's fun. It's a fun thing to do once in a while with a measured amount of money. And the expectation that, in fact, you will lose. A lot of people gamble in the stock market. It's really what they do. They do it every day. Trade too much. Try to guess directionally with ETFs and things like that. So that's the negative downside, okay? Don't use it to gamble. Can they be used for a core position in two ways? The answer, two ways that I think are great, which are, hey, I just want a core position, say the S&P 500. Absolutely. You can buy the SPY, which is the ETF, Spider, which matches like the S&P 500. Maybe you want a small cap one. There are literally hundreds of them, okay? So the advantage is cost. And daily, meaning you can trade in the middle of the day. You want to get a position and the S&P is down in the morning, you can take that position right then. And a mutual fund, you have to wait till the end of the day. Now, let's take it, and we've talked many times about active management, passive management. I just want to deal with, since these are basically like indexes, okay, which ETFs are, I'm going to talk about the passive side, which says just buy the index, don't look at management, okay? And there are ETFs that have management, so I don't want to confuse that, but most of them don't. Here's where the other side can be used. I think I want to have energy. It's been beaten up. Prices are down a lot. Everybody wants to throw them out. And I don't know what energy companies. I want a basket of them. I want the Exxon, Chevrons, ConocoPhillips, all that stuff, right? I just want the big boys. Or, you know what I want? I want more levered play on oil because I think it's down too far. I'm only putting in 2%, 3%, whatever it is. I want the oil service companies, Halliburton, Schlumberger. Schlumberger, I get it. But anyway, that's what we all call it. Anyway, that's what you want. And you want those oil service companies because they're more levered to oil because we don't drill anymore, right? You know, the rig count, for example, this past, boom, lowest drop or highest drop, however, it would be the biggest percentage drop in like 25 years in the rig count just in the last month. Bang, bang. They just stop. Just stop. Why? Because it's not profitable. That's why all commodities come back. It's like, oh, it's going to go down. It's going to go down. And then, of course, the clowns come out, right? Bring in the clowns. I think oil's going to $30 a barrel. Oh, yeah? Well, I think it's going to $25. And so they try to outbid each other. Remember when it was, I think it's going to $150. Yeah, you know what? It's going to $200. That's what people do. Market's going down to $10,000. No, it's not. It's going to go down to $8. Can I hear $7? Can I hear $6? Sold. Everybody's trying to make a name if it heads down or get headlines for their name. So it's ridiculous thought. If you want to take a position and create it, ETFs are great for that. Midday, low cost, and it's a basket of perhaps what you want to add on. Don't change the core of what you do. I mean, you can do ETFs as a core, but you want to have your basic positions. And then if you want to add some, okay, you know, I think this area is really cheap, then you can, as a satellite to your core position, use them. But what they do is they trade every day. You can trade them just like stocks. It's a basket of specific something, energy. Could be retail stores, internet companies. There's basket after basket, as well as your basic ones, S&P, Russell 2000 for small caps, stuff like that. Okay? Ones that focus just on dividend payers, which have done very well, of course. So there's lots of different ones, including international ones, that you can use as a core as well as many, many satellites. Just be careful. Don't overtrade. Don't spend your life in front of the computer. Our number is 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Need to take a quick break. Want to hear from you. Do give us a call. We'll be right back.
This is Money Matters with Dave Petzo. Dave is taking calls right now. Call 580-5436, Idaho's place to talk. KIDO, Idaho's place to talk.
Hello, welcome, and thank you again for joining us. 580-5436 is our number, 580-KIDO. So do give us a call. Love to hear from you. Kind of sort of our final segment, but plenty of time here. So please do, if you're going to ring in, do it now. Do it now. And if you have any comments, questions during the week, or you just want to check out podcasts, we've also got calculators and articles to help you with your own financial planning. You can also shoot us an email over at petsofinancial.com, P-E-T-S-O, not the sauce, P-E-T-S-O, financial.com. All right, let's go ahead and go to the phones. Let's go to Terry. Terry, thanks for calling. Go ahead, please.
A while ago on your show, you mentioned giant corporations of the world or great corporations of the world that pay good dividends.
Yes.
And I was wondering if you could cite us some examples of some of those companies that we could research a little bit and maybe that we would want them or some mutual funds that deal in those types of corporations.
Okay, Terry, I might have called you Jerry. I apologize if I did. First of all, I'm not going to give you mutual funds because I can't. There's these weird compliance rules of what to do or not to do, right? Okay? But I can generally give you an example, and they're real easy to find, okay? I would look for equity income funds. That's what focuses on the dividend payers, okay? The big corporations. And what I think is fun to do is this, because for me, and I think sometimes we all want this, where you just kind of you're spending some time, you're looking into it, all positives to our learning experience, and then you're also going to learn it in a different way, hands on, see it yourself, see it visually. Okay? So I'm going to give you a ticker symbol and a company to just take a look at. All right? And you can do this with Pepsi, Chevron, Exxon. But P&G is one of those interesting ones. PG. Okay? Procter & Gamble. You can do it with Clorox. You can do it with, what am I trying to say here? Doesn't matter. Except to drive me. Kimberly-Clark. You can do it with all those big companies. But what I want you to do is type into Yahoo Finance, PG. And then go down the left-hand side. It will say historic prices. Push that button. Now you're going to see it'll go clear back to 1970. You can look at every day's price. Well, that's ridiculous. That's not what I want you there for anyway. There's also a little button at the top, monthly, weekly prices meaning, and also dividends only. Hit the dividends button, go. And then scroll to the last page. You'll see it there. Just say last. Hit last. And it will show you 1970. 1970, P&G paid 1 cent per share per quarter. 67 cents was paid last quarter. They have raised their dividend 56 years in a row. And yes, that was actually during the 73 and 4 50% decline of the stock market. The 74, a really brilliant idea by Richard Nixon to try wage and price controls. It was during those absolutely phenomenal Jimmy Carter years. Interest rates peaked out at 21.5. Yes, you heard me right. They raised their dividend every year through that. And what that says is what you need to do is you just need to stop and think about it. Because I know the problems are so massive today that we can hardly overcome all of the things that are out there. But you can't have the same emotional tie to what was really bad. You know, it was really tough back then. When I started in the business, it was the only place that would hire me because I got paid what I killed. That was it. Nobody gave me a salary. Nobody gave me money. They just said, if you can go kill something, you get to eat. If you don't, you don't eat. So they hired me because I couldn't get a job. That was 1980. Remember how hard it was then? Interest rates were 21.5%. Procter & Gamble raised their dividend. What I'm saying is when we go back, you go back through this time and you think about that, and you think about the great corporations, you go to other ones, you type in their symbol. That's okay. You don't know their symbol. Think of their name. That's all you have to do. Put their name in. It'll give you the symbol. Do the same thing. It changes. What's that?
A moment ago, you talked about the spies, spider spies.
Yes.
And diamonds, is the diamond.
That's an ETF for the Dow. Uh-huh.
Tend to be more of these big companies?
They do. But the S&P doesn't have all dividend payers. There's also some dividend payers out there. Okay? Those are ETFs, though.
Those would be more in the diamond one?
Diamond matches the Dow. Totally matches the Dow.
Okay.
Okay? So not necessarily focused on dividend payers either, but they're big blue chip companies. Yes. I like the ones that go anywhere. I don't care if the big oil company happens to be headquartered in England or France or if they're in New York or California. Don't care. Oil's oil. I want the best corporations in the world. And when you do, then these are companies that don't tend to go away. Hey, they're going to change over time. But they don't tend to go away with any little whim of the markets. And if you're looking for growth of income, and we all are, right? We have to, because if your income isn't growing, inflation's eating you alive. So we want that. So anyway, that's what I do, Terry, is kind of go through that little process there and look at them. So those are examples of companies that do that, but I think we need more of an aha moment. Don't just say, yeah, those are that's that. Go and look, and you'll go, wow, that's amazing. A 67-fold increase in income? What has done that? Nothing. And so back to what we talked about before, right? It doesn't go away. Was there any time you really needed to sell P&G, Chevron, Pepsi, McDonald's, when you're thinking of it as a growth and income story? No. It kept paying the dividend. It didn't go away. It temporarily went down in price as its value, your income received, goes up. But who prices their, let's say, real estate every day? Nobody. But we thought it'd be a cool idea if we freak out every day of what our net worth is in the stock market. Weird. But we do it. Terry, I got a roll. I hope that was
helpful.
Thanks
for your help.
Thank you, sir. Have a good day. We are out of here, and I do thank you so much for the phone calls and the emails. And if you have any other questions or comments, shoot them over to petsofinancial.com. Hope everybody enjoys. Wow. The sunshine, 60 degrees. Get out and enjoy. We'll talk to you next week.
Money Matters is brought to you in part by Petzl Financial Consultants and Mountain West Bank, Idaho's community bank with offices in Boise, Ketchum, and Coeur d'Alene. Dave Petzl, the host of Money Matters, is a certified financial planner professional and an investment advisor representative with Cambridge Investment Research Advisors Incorporated. Registered representative securities offered through Cambridge Investment Research Incorporated, a broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisor representative Cambridge Investment Research Advisors Incorporated, a registered investment advisor. Cambridge Investment Research Incorporated and Petzl Financial Consultants are not affiliated companies. These are the opinions of Dave Petzl and are based on information from sources believed to be reliable but may change as information changes or becomes outdated. Nor should any opinion contained herein be construed or considered as a solicitation to buy or sell any particular investment product. Indices mentioned are unmanaged and cannot be invested into directly. Asset allocation and diversification strategies cannot fully guarantee against loss. The past performance does not guarantee future results.